Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul gives us the reason why some people do not believe the gospel. In fact, he gives us four reasons, and they are not the ones that we might normally expect. But then we shouldn't be surprised to find things in the Bible that we did not normally expect, because we have come to realize, haven't we, that many times our thinking is more geared to human reasoning than it is to spiritual realities and divine revelation. And so it is very important that we pay attention to what we are told by the Spirit of God through an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ as to the reasons why some people do not believe the gospel. And it has nothing to do with the preacher not being polished enough or not being fervent enough or whatever it may be. It has nothing to do with the human messenger or the human methodologies, but it has to do with other things entirely. Nor does it have to do with the influence of friends. Sometimes people want to blame others. My child has not come to Christ because of the influence of this person or that person, and on it goes. Often blaming... Well, blaming in the first place everyone but ourselves, but more importantly, putting our finger upon the wrong reasons, human-centered reasons rather than divinely revealed ones. And so as we get back into our text today in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we will examine more carefully what the Bible says are the reasons why some people do not believe the gospel. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday, November 3, and thank you for remembering that we are dependent upon financial gifts of radio listeners just like you. Well, here it is, verse 3 and 4 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Paul says, "But even if our gospel is veiled," if the gospel we preach is veiled, if it is obscured so that though we preach it, people do not receive it, they do not understand it. If our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this world, or this age rather, has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. What are the reasons why people who do not believe the gospel, those who reject the gospel, why do they do so? Number one, because of veiled hearts, even if our gospel is veiled. There is a natural veil over the heart, over the mind of people who come into this world as sons and daughters of fallen Adam. And they do not understand the things of the Spirit of God unless the Spirit of God lifts that veil. And so, veiled hearts is reason number two. But perishing status, or veiled hearts is reason number one. Perishing status is reason number two. And this may be the most difficult of all. But I hope you will see it in the text and understand what the Bible is teaching us. For Paul goes on to say in verse 3, even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. If our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. So evidently, it is not veiled to those who are not perishing. Well, you say that's pretty evident, obvious on the surface, isn't it? Yes, but you need to understand clearly what is being communicated here. If our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to whom? Is it veiled to everybody? No. It is veiled to those who are perishing. Those who are not perishing do not have the gospel veiled. The veil, which actually all do have their hearts veiled to the gospel initially, but there are some of whom that veil is lifted, and there are others of whom that veil remains. And as long as it remains, they will not believe the gospel, and it remains upon those who are perishing. It is not that they are perishing because they don't believe the gospel, though that is true, but it is that because they are perishing, the veil is not lifted and they do not believe the gospel. I don't know if you understand the distinction I'm making, but I hope you will think it through. So as long as the veil remains, people are perishing. As soon as the veil is removed, people believe the gospel. But some are in the perishing category. There are two categories. There are those who are perishing and those who are not. And for those who are not perishing, the veil is lifted so that they can receive the gospel and believe. It's not that when they believe, they move into the non-perishing category, but it is that because they are in the non-perishing category, the gospel, the veil is then lifted and they do come to believe the gospel. And so this explains there are two categories of people, perishing and non-perishing. Those who are perishing have a veil over their hearts and minds that remains. Those who are in a different category, the category of those who are destined not to perish, they will have the veil lifted, and when the veil is lifted, they will understand the gospel, and when they understand the gospel, they will believe. But it's not their believing that puts them in the category of the non-perishing. It is their being in the category of the non-perishing that causes the veil to be lifted from their hearts in order that they will come to believe. That's what we are told here. And so this reality explains why some will never believe, no matter how hard we try. You see, we seem to have the idea that if we will just figure out a way to get to this person, figure out a way to make the message clear and plain, figure out a way to persuade them sufficiently, we're not working hard enough at it, that we can bring them to faith in Christ. But no, there's a category of people who are in the category of the perishing for whom the veil will remain no matter how hard we try. And we need to understand that. It's not that we don't try. We do. It's not that we don't proclaim the gospel to everyone. We do. Because we don't know who are in the category of perishing and who are not. Therefore, we give the gospel to everyone. But we need to realize that our efforts, no matter how diligent, no matter how fervent, no matter how energetic, are not going to bring everyone to faith in Christ, because some are in the category of the perishing for whom the veil will remain, and only God can lift that veil. Now, the truth of the matter is that not only do we not know which category people are in, but no individual himself can know that they are in the perishing category. And the truth of the matter is, everyone who will hear the gospel, repent, and believe the gospel will be saved. And if you persist in unbelief, you will be lost. It's as clear as that, as simple as that. And when you stand before God, you're not going to say, well, the problem was because I was in the wrong category. The truth of the matter is, he will say, did you not hear the gospel with your physical ears? And you will have to say, yes, I did. And he will say, did you repent and believe the gospel that you heard? Well, no, I didn't. Well, why not? Because I didn't want to. Because I wasn't inclined to. Because I didn't want to come to Christ. I didn't want to become a Christian. I didn't want to be placed in the category of those who follow the Lord Jesus Christ and whose lives are changed. I liked my sin and my rebellion. I loved darkness rather than light because my deeds were evil. I loved my evil deeds. I loved the darkness. I wanted to stay in that condition. And obviously God will say, well, then you have no one to blame but yourself. But the truth of the matter is that the second of the four reasons why some people reject the gospel is because it is veiled to those who are perishing. Number three, and here we get into what I just talked about, the third reason is because of unbelief. It goes on to say, even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the glory of God, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Those who do not believe. They do not believe because they do not want to believe. They do not believe because they do not will to believe. They do not believe because they love darkness rather than light. And those who reject the gospel reject it because of unbelief. Those who do not believe. And then there's a fourth category, or a fourth reason, not a fourth category, but a fourth reason. Reason number one, veiled hearts. Reason number two, perishing status. Reason number three, unbelief. Reason number four, satanic activity. Satanic activity, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Minds are blinded by the God of this age, and that is a reference to Satan, who is referred to in that manner. Check it out in John 12:31 and Ephesians 2:2. And so the God of this world does his best to keep people from seeing, hearing, and understanding the gospel. Unbelief opens the door for this blinding of Satan. Because they refuse to believe, Satan has the power to blind them. And persistent unbelief increases one's danger. Or feigned belief, which is not genuine, increases one's danger. Satanic activity will work hard to keep every unbeliever in a state of unbelief. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. There are the reasons: veiled hearts, perishing status, unbelief, and satanic activity. That's why some reject the gospel. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.